Stealing Without Any Guilt. I'm John Johnson, and we'll cover that next on MHSAA Perspective. It's a fact that when a youngster's parents play an active role in their education, the benefits are far-reaching for both. But what about those parents who don't? Back in the early 1990s, Tommy Cameron, while the sports editor at the Jackson Citizen Patriot, addressed the topic in a commentary he called Stealing Without Any Guilt. He shared the piece with us, and we built a video around it that we'd like to share the voice track of with you today. It's as relevant now as it was then. All season long, I'll be ripping off parents from all over the state. The high school sports season is in full swing. I'll be out there on the field, in the gyms, and on the courts, stealing parents blind almost every day. They'll let me do it. They'll never see it coming. Every football game I go to, there are some 60 players out on the field. When you add in the cheerleaders and the band members, there are some 100 kids involved each night. And there are at least as many kids that we'll see at weekly basketball games, tennis matches, cross-country and track meets, on the golf course and soccer fields, and the baseball and softball diamonds. This season is going to be special to them. High school is a special time for every kid. It goes by so fast, and it goes by only once. A lot of kids never even get the chance to play on the varsity team. Some have to work. Some have to settle for just watching. Playing high school varsity sports is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, and I get to see them grow from game to game, year to year. With a few exceptions, however, I'll only see about 20% of their parents out at the games, sharing this precious time in the life of their kids. Of course, the other 80% will have a reason not to be there. Maybe they have to work. Maybe they have other plans. Maybe they ask their kid if the kid cares if they come. The kid always says, "Nah, it's okay." If you have to ask, don't bother going. The parents who aren't out there in the stands are the ones I steal from. While they're off playing bridge games or going bowling, I'm out watching their kids grow up. I'm enjoying their special moments. I get to talk to them after they score the winning touchdown. I'm in the gym watching them jump around after the winning basket. I'm watching as they push themselves past their limits and run all out to the finish line. I'm also out there when they've been knocked down. I see the hurt in their eyes when the ball bounces the wrong way. I watch them walk off the field when they get beat. That's when I wonder most if their parents are going to be there to give them some support, to let them know everything is going to be okay, to let them know this time will pass. I've been doing this too long. I've asked myself too many times at all too many games, in too many cities, where are the parents? I see 20 kids on the field. I see 6 parents in the stands. Where are the rest? Don't they know what they're missing? It doesn't matter if the kid is a star, a starter, or the last player on the bench. They're all part of the team, and this is one thing they can share with their parents. And all their parents have to do is be there. Be there! If you're not, I will be. I'll get to watch your kid make that great tackle. I'll get to watch their first basket. I'll see how hard they work running up that last hill. I'll watch that punt sink from 20 feet out. And the parents who aren't there, to heck with them. I'll take a moment like this any day. I do it almost every day on my job. I don't feel guilty, but I feel sorry for the parents who aren't there. They're the ones stealing from themselves. If you'd like to see the video Stealing Without Any Guilt, visit the MHSAA Internet Broadcast website at MHSAANetwork.com. And join us again next time for another edition of MHSAA Perspective, a production of the Michigan High School Athletic Association.